Charles Mills, the show director at the Great Yorkshire Show. We're certainly looking forward to this year's show, the 164th Great Yorkshire Show, on from Tuesday the 11th to Friday the 14th of July. Good morning, Charles. It's a pleasure to have you with us today.
Good morning on this lovely morning. Yes, it is.
It is. I have to ask you the first question. I'm sure you're looking forward to this year's show. And can you give us a flavour of what's in store this year?
Well, as ever, something different and something different in many different ways across the showground, from main ring attractions back to even pole climbers, a different fashion show, and some of the most wonderful live stuff you'll see anywhere in the UK.
I believe you've got the star performer from 2018 back in the main ring, Lorenzo.
Yes, we have, and certainly a very entertaining and lively guy to watch, and very professional indeed. Yes, he's a great attraction. But so are all our main ring attractions that we do have.
It's such a variety of things. It's really something for everyone. And this year, I believe, for the sheep entries, you've got an artist working on a portrait with a difference.
Yeah, we're very honoured to have somebody of that calibre coming to the show. You know, anything different such as that is a real pleasure and a privilege, and I am very grateful to coming to the show.
And this is Janet Hill, who's from New York, isn't she? She's painting a portrait of this year's Supreme Sheep Champion. That'll be another accolade on top of actually winning it.
It will, and I'm sure I'm sure the winner's going to be, but I'm sure it's extra bit of special something on top of the cake at the end of the day.
Absolutely. You're just talking of the sheep, being a sheep farmer yourself, there's a record number of sheep entries this year, I believe.
Yes. We actually had to put another marquee up to cater for some of these. We are hugely grateful to every exhibitor right across the show, trade stand, livestock, everybody that supports us. It's a great accolade, and I personally am very grateful to all the support we receive from everybody. But sheep this year, it's over and above where we imagined it would possibly be.
And you've added two extra sheep classes as well, I believe.
We have. When we went to 4 days, you know, it's nice to keep everybody enjoying it and entertained and feel, both public and exhibitors alike, feel as though that there's something going on and something extra for them each year.
And in terms of celebrities, there's always a few famous faces around. Who have we got coming along this year?
Well, Adam Henson, as you know, Country Fire, is going to be with us a couple of days. There's one or two more different celebrities, but the best thing is to come and see, and you'll see them on the stage. As I mentioned before, with the fashion show as well this time, which is down on the sheep shearing thing. It's on at the lunchtime period, sheep shearing platform, which is going to fill in a time slot to lunchtime when there wouldn't have been very much happening there before. But now there's something extra there, and some of these celebrities will be on. Matt Baker's another one that's going to be on. Please come and have a look and see.
It all sounds really good, as always. And I've got to ask, I don't suspect you're able to tell us anything. Is there likely to be a royal visitor this year?
Well, it is still a bit early to tell, but we're always hopeful.
Yes.
One thing I will tell you is it will not be the king this year. He's been very supportive for the last few years, so you can't expect him to be everywhere.
I think he'll be a busy chap this year as well, won't he? Yeah. But yes, the royal family as a whole have always been incredibly supportive of the Great Yorkshire Show over the years. It's always lovely to see their patronage at every single one. So that's fantastic news. So we'll watch that space with bated breath, I suspect. And we've got the prestigious Cock of the North as well, haven't we?
Yes, our equine classes are, yeah, Cock of the North. It's always something that lived with me from being a small boy, and you can't help but enjoy it. The enthusiasm from the riders and the crowd, it really builds to a favourite pitch at the end of the day. It's a great competition.
And for those of the people that that love their food, there's always a lot of food to taste and try, and delicacies from all over Yorkshire.
Yeah, our food hall, our trade stands in there are absolutely full of the very best of food that you can find. And you've got to admit that Yorkshire really is at the top of the tree where food's concerned.
Absolutely it is, isn't it? So an awful lot going on at this year's show. What's always your favourite part of the show, Charles?
People.
People.
That's why I took the job. I very much enjoy seeing faces that we only see once a year. whether it be exhibitors. Before, I used to be involved with the cattle section, and some of those people come here on holiday. But the public just to come and you know, stop and have a chat sometimes, it's lovely, to be honest with you. So that is always going to be my favourite bit.
So the show is on from the 11th to the 14th, that's Tuesday to Friday, and yeah. It's on 8 a.m. till 6 p.m. every day. Yeah. Tickets for adults are £32, £13 for children, family tickets £80, and you can get them from greatyorkshireshow.co.uk. Charles, it's good to speak to you, and we look forward to seeing you at the show. I'll let you get on, because I'm sure you've got a lot of work to do today in preparation, final preparations for the show.
Thank you very much indeed. Indeed. Look forward to seeing you all.
Thank you, Charles. There's Charles Mills, the show director at the Great Yorkshire Show.